Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have David Andrus on the line, and he's owner at World Gyms over in Akron, Brooklyn, Sheffield, and he also owns the Northern Ohio Business Center. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so I know you're a busy man keeping up with all the different gyms and then also the business center. I'm like, this guy, you being so busy, I think that today's topic that you pick is very appropriate. So what motivates you to keep working? I think that's going to be a great one. I'm excited to get motivated by you. I know our audience is also going to benefit. And just to get us kicked off, David, so we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. David, what mission matters to you?
Good question. Mission matters to me is building something for myself, but not for myself, for my family and everyone around. I really drive my mission to help others, and obviously I look at my family first and to have something so they have a lifestyle and they have a little bit of freedom and they have a place to call home and a business for them later on down the road, but also for my team and my staff and everybody who works hard for me. It's definitely my mission to give them an opportunity to have somewhere where they feel confident, they feel comfortable, and they love being a part of something.
Man, that's awesome. Love it. So David, let's go a little bit further down the line into your business. So, I mean, I can just get the sense based off of your mission and why you made it on the show as a mission-based company. How important are company values? Like the whole idea of company values, company culture, like what role has that played in your business and in your success?
So that's actually been something that I really never focused on in the beginning of my journey. Probably wasn't until about 4 years ago or so where I really started to understand values and having a vision and the mission. It always kind of came to as far as what I was doing, but really to put it on paper, I started a few years ago. And it actually took me a little bit of time to really kind of get it out and understand it and put it in a perspective where maybe people in general could understand it. So those values, that I kind of hit home with, I put it into an acronym and I made it to Real Values, R-E-A-L. So the first one, the R, begins with relationships. My business, obviously, with the fitness centers, but anything, and really these values, I really kind of put home across life in general. I don't think you can build and go forward on your mission without building genuine relationships. So many companies that I found being a part of, or just kind of being having the experience as a customer, the genuine relationship's not there. The superficial relationship, like, hey, how you doing? You know, I know I'm going to get sold something, or I know you're going to give me a service, but it kind of ends there. So it was really a part of my principle and my goal and my vision to have that genuine relationship experience to where all my members, all my customers, all my staff, all my family, I have to build a genuine relationship. It's got to be true-hearted. So that sets home, that puts the first standard up there, is to really, again, have a one-on-one relationship with everybody around me. My second one, yeah. E is education. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
No, I love it. It's great. And I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm thinking to myself in our business, and I'm like, we follow some of the same line that you said. And sometimes when you're starting things, you're just so busy that sometimes you miss those things. You're so busy focusing on revenue and clients and what you have to do here and there. But it helps to take a step back. So, and move on to your next point. I was just thinking, I'm like, man, this is great. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I really, when I got through all of this, and again, it took me some time, I realized it's just not my business. This is everything in life you do and other businesses. It just makes sense to me. So the second one, E, is for education, right? I have to educate myself. And I'm not talking the typical schooling education. I never went through college. I made it about a half a year through college. So everything from there on has been self-taught. But I had to educate myself to be a better manager. I had to become a better communicator, a better motivator, someone that understands people a lot more. To be a better personal trainer, I had to be a better, I had to be skilled in my profession, but I also had to be a better listener. I had to be a better, again, motivator, better communicator. So in anything we do, I think you have to self-educate yourself. I can't give education to someone else. I can't teach someone how to be a better manager. I can't teach someone how to be a better personal trainer. I can't teach someone to be a better husband if I don't educate myself and really put myself forward and try and get those things accomplished as well. But it has to have a self-education. So, you know, back when I was, I don't even know how many years ago it was now, but when I was 18 or 19 years old, I started reading Think and Grow Rich and How to Win Friends and Influence People and Power of Positive Thinking. And from there, I learned that you just got to keep growing. You got to educate yourself to grow better and better and better. So that's education. That's the second one.
All right. And give us the next one.
Good. Next one is A, is achieve. So you have relationships, education, achieve. I have to be someone to want to achieve a goal, right? I set a goal. I have to achieve that goal. And achieving doesn't mean I'm always going to get there, especially not at first, but I'm always going to pursue that opportunity to achieve that goal. You know, and again, and obviously the fitness area, I can't teach someone how to achieve their goals. And even if it's a fitness goal or a lifestyle goal, I can't teach them how to do it if I don't achieve those goals myself. So I have to be someone that wants to achieve something. I have to put a number down, or I have to put a goal down, or put a mission down and do everything I can to achieve that goal. So a goal setter, an achiever, that's my third one. Relationships, education, achieve. And my last one, L, for the real values, is love, right? You got to love what you do. You have to have that passion. You got to love every minute of it. If you don't love it, it's not going to be a mission to you anymore. It's going to be a job, or it's going to be, you know, just something that you feel you have to do. Love it changes the whole perspective of me. So you have to build relationships. You got to love building relationships. You got to love educating yourself. You got to love achieving goals, and you got to love what you do. You got to have a passion behind it. So those are my company values. Those are my life values. They're real values.
Man, this is great. And I'm taking notes as you speak. And I think it's real. Like what you said in terms of the real part, I get it. I can tell. I've done a lot of interviews and I can tell that you live this stuff. It's not just an acronym you came up with, so to speak. I can tell it's something that you live by day and reflect on. So this is awesome. And I'm getting a lot of value from it. I'm sure my listeners are as well. So speaking of value, I mean, what are some valuable experiences that you've learned along the way that you'd like to share? And what I mean by that is we all learn from the ups and the downs and, you know, everything in between as entrepreneurs, as humans, right? What are some of the valuable things that you've learned along the way?
Yeah, you know, there's so many. Like you said, the journey is endless as far as learning and understanding and, you know, gaining those experiences by the hard times and the good times. Personally, for me, is persistence. Is no matter what you're doing, you have to stay consistent. You have to stay persistent. Persistence beats resistance. All that negative stuff that's coming out there, anytime you have obstacles there are, you have to be persistent. I think that's where the love comes in. You know, you got to love what you do to stay consistent and stay persistent. There's a time in my life, the darkest times, and I didn't understand this as much until I went through some really, really hard times. But in a few years span, I had everything there was taken from me. You know, my best friend, you know, my mom for years, she passed away and I was taking care of her with cancer. I had going through a divorce, going through foreclosure on my home. You know, I was doing consulting, so people were, you know, not paying me and stealing money from me. So I ended up on food stamps. I mean, you name it, it was the worst part of my life. But I enjoyed what I did. I wanted to make a change. I wanted to stay positive. I had kids there with me, so I had to show them that no matter how hard I get knocked down, I got to keep getting back up and keep going. So when you have kind of the worst life experiences happen all at one time, especially within a few year period, that hit home to me where it was like, no matter what I do, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of obstacle there is, no matter what kind of negativity, I got to brush it off. I have to learn from it, but I got to keep going forward. I'm on that mission. This is my mission, and this mission matters. So I'm going to do everything I can to block that out, get away from it, and move forward. So persistence is definitely the biggest experience I've learned.
Man, we share that value, David. That's my and even with building this company, we're like, we do another interview. We do it like that's like, I mean, I'm, you know, 3 years we've been doing this. In terms of the podcast birthday, as I like to call it, was May 18th that just passed, and that's our 3 year anniversary of just podcasting, not for the company, but of launching the podcast. Our first episode was recorded May 18th, 3 years ago. And, you know, I can't believe we're, you know, crossing over 4,000 episodes, and we're like, persistence. It's like, or 4,000 reps. What are we going to call it? I don't know, David, in the theme of World Gym. Come on. 4,000 reps later, we have a company and a nice following. And you know, we've just brought stories of many mission-based companies like yours to many, many, many individuals all around the world. And it's the persistence part. If you would have said when we started this whole business or anything else, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to record thousands of episodes. We're going to do a bunch of books and publish and all these other things. He would have said, what? You're crazy. Why would you do that? Like, how can you do that? Like, what do you mean? Do you have a media background? Do you have a, no, I was a financial advisor. So the answer would be no. And so when you say persistence, you're speaking to my heart here, David.
Sure. You have to, right? I mean, you are where you are because of it. So that's awesome. Congratulations, Ben.
Oh, man. No, this is great. So, David, I look forward to this. We're going to do much, much more work together. And we have some more things planned that I'm not going to spoil right now for the audience. But you're going to see David back on the show. We have some other content that we're planning around things. So you're going to hear a lot more from David, which I'm excited to learn from him as well. So, David, if somebody is listening to this and they want to connect and they want to learn more about your brand and just connect with you and your team in general, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. Thank you again for having me. You can definitely reach us at any social media outlet at World Gym Sheffield Village, World Gym Akron, World Gym Brooklyn. Our website for the gyms is worldgym.com. On my business center, you can reach us at nobc.info is our website. Same thing on social media on that end, Northern Ohio Business Center, at Northern Ohio Business Center for Facebook and Instagram. You can find us there anytime, any day. We will reach out if you have any questions at any time.
Fantastic. Well, David, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, for sharing your real formula. I'll call it your real formula, and really sharing those values and your mission with me and my audience. And to everyone that's listening, if you're a first time listener, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener and return visitor or viewer. If you're on our YouTube channel, definitely hit that subscribe button there. And David, thanks again for coming on the show. It's really been a pleasure having you on.
No, Adam, the pleasure was all mine. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.